You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
Seacrest! We're
on air with Ryan Seacrest.
We are going to start paying bills, but just getting coordinated here for the morning show on this Tuesday. My least favorite day of the week.
I thought you hated Tuesdays.
Today's
That's
Tuesday.
What today is.
See how Tuesday it is?
Oh my gosh.
It's so Tuesday. You didn't realize it was
Tuesday. I thought we were on Wednesday already, you guys.
No. That's why you're getting 70% of me. It's a Tuesday. That's how bad Tuesday is. You actually wanted it to be thought it was an entirely different day.
Totally thought it was Wednesday already. Wow.
All right.
I wore the wrong underwear.
Yeah, I'm
wearing my Wednesday underwear.
Well,
I'm going on date night tonight.
Okay, we're going to get to you in a second. Is there a difference in a Tuesday and a Wednesday?
No, but don't you remember when you were a little kid, I had underwear that like had the days?
No, I have my Friday underwear now, and that's it.
Well,
no,
it's
Friday,
red.
My right. I have Friday red underwear.
You should probably get a new underwear by now. That's
no,
like
it's so
20
good.
Years old.
It's so good, though. I have so many memories in it.
I bought you a pair of red underwear 1 year for Christmas.
That's inappropriate.
No, it was like funny.
No, I put it out of my mind. All right. So let's talk about what I'm seeing here. Tanya. Sissany.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Tanya. Sissany, describe Tanya's look this morning here early, which is it's not the normal, we just got here and are doing a radio show look.
Every now and then, Tanya decides to explore with a lipstick, and today is one of those days where she woke up and she decided to wear a red lip.
Yeah.
It might be because of her date night.
Yeah,
but
she's a busy gal today.
Cat eyes, don't you?
I don't have cat eyes, but I have more eyelash than you're used to seeing, yes.
Is it lash, or is it that stuff y'all put around your eyes?
Mm-hmm. It's lash.
So you have bright red lipstick,
mm-hmm.
and you have nighttime lashes.
Correct.
Now, get it, girl.
It's not yet 7 a.m.
Yes, thank you.
What is it that you're preparing for in 12 hours?
You know, she's a busy gal today. She's just back to back to back with some work things, and then I have my date night.
Can you use eye? Because you're going to confuse those who are barely awake right now.
I'm a busy gal, busy girly today, so back to back to back, and then I have my date night. So
now, I want to get to your date night in a second, but lipstick, can't you apply that later?
What's wrong with her wearing it now?
Yeah, bro.
It just throws me off. I don't know what time of day it is.
Yeah, especially because I usually roll in here looking like a troll.
Well no, it's not troll. You look like you're on your way or from a workout normally.
Yes.
And now it's Friday night all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know which
way
is up.
Maybe that's why I thought it was Wednesday.
Right, because she's dressed like she's going to star in a music video with Lady Gaga.
That's right.
Oh, gosh.
Now, I guess I'm supposed to ask about this date night.
Oh, it's Lady Gaga's birthday today.
I didn't just make that up for random purposes.
See what you're doing.
It's Tuesday, Lady Gaga's birthday.
Hey!
Where is this special date tonight?
So, I actually don't know where we're going, but because it's spring break for the kids, we have them for a week straight. So, Robbie wants to take me out to dinner, just the two of us, before we have a full week.
Before I missed last part.
Before we have a full week, yeah. Before we have a full week with them,
it just trailed off. What happened?
Yeah,
I get it.
Okay,
so it's like random that it's on a Tuesday, but there's a reason for the Tuesday.
But is he coming by to surprise you? Is that why everything's like in launch mode?
Yeah, I don't know where we're going and what time.
All right, good.
Well, I love a surprise.
I have to say, I'm feeling a little inadequate with my look this morning, though.
I like your sweater.
Yeah, I like it too, but not that much.
It's like an oatmeal color.
I like my sweater. SDSU.
You.
Yeah. Are they in the bracket? Is that the bracket?
Final four.
Final four. It's like a big deal.
March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see what we got today. Everybody ready to go? Is the back room alive?
We are alive.
What day is it?
It's Tuesday.
Okay.
They knew.
They're listening. Sunny. Tub Sunny, nice today. You have an itch?
No. Should I?
No. Do you want to go do something? Like you have an itch to get out there and enjoy it?
Yeah, of course. Get out there and get some vitamin D.
What would you do? Where would you go pursue your vitamin D today later?
Maybe just a walk through the neighborhood or a light jog. Get a little sweat.
The tub's on a light jog.
A light jog.
Get a little sweat, break a little sweat.
Yeah.
Get a green juice
out.
Get
the heart rate up.
Mm-hmm. Well, get it in soon. Rain's coming late tonight. Can you believe it's coming back again?
No, I'm so over it.
Right? I mean, you're going to be out on your date, and it's going to be the third quarter of the night, and here comes rain again.
I know. Mm. But, you know, rain could be good luck on a date.
Could be. Yeah, it could be romantic.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are we going to do today? You're probably wondering. We have Drake and 21 Savage tickets. Those are great. We have a second date update. All right, this is 7:20 this morning. She's calling it a never date update. They hit it off and they talk all the time, but they've never gone out. So what's everybody waiting for here? So all of a sudden, a bunch of these games are coming to my house, like dinner games, card games, fun with the family games, couples games. Somebody's been ordering games.
That's cool.
Well, I thought that would be cool. And I opened up this one. I was going to bring into play with you. It turns out this is called the couples game.
Oh, yeah. And? What is it called?
The couples game.
Oh, just told us.
That's not what it's called.
Does it have a name? I don't
know. Yeah.
Comes in a red box.
How well do you know me or something like that?
I think it's that. This is the couples edition of
Yeah. It's fun.
This is not a fun game.
Why?
I broke this out thinking it was going to be like a fun dinner time game.
Why are there mixed reviews here?
Well, because it makes you dig deep into like your relationship. That's not a game. That's not a game. Like, there's fun versions of this where you get to play.
What's the outcome?
Well, I brought in some cards here. So imagine, like, hey, let's play a game. And then someone's like, okay, great. Let's play the couples edition. Sounds fun. I think it's going to be, like, quirky stuff.
Yeah, cute stuff.
Funny stuff. A little levity. Pulled a card here.
Okay.
Hey, let's play a game.
All right.
What immediately attracted you to me is one of the questions. What attracted you more over time?
Right.
You play this with your partner.
Oh, but so it's just the two
fun.
Of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not a group thing. It's just like just
not,
the two of you.
Not this version. There's another version of all these cards where it could be a group thing.
So that's the game we brought on our couples retreat when we went and I told you guys I was going on whatever.
This is dreadful.
No, it's amazing.
Because you
I think
have
that's
really
kind of cute.
Deep. Okay, fine. Next one. What about you feels hardest to love? Sissany, what's hardest to love about you?
My stubbornness.
Tanya, you?
My sensitivity. I cry a lot.
This is like, it's like a therapy session.
Well, what about you?
What about me?
What's hardest with you?
My impatience.
Mm-hmm.
Wild card. Write a love song for your partner. 1 minute to perform for each other. Go. I mean, I cannot play this game.
I need a lot of tequila for this game.
I think the tequila's bad because this gets like serious.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, plan a surprise your partner would appreciate. Make it happen by the end of the month. Both players. That's fun.
That's a cute game. I like this game.
It's really cute.
Okay, next card. What do you find difficult to open up to me about? Like, I don't want to have that conversation over dinner.
I know. That's the whole point.
And y'all did this on your couples retreat. How mm-hmm. did it go?
Great.
While they're still together.
Because these are things that you don't necessarily like talk about all the time. And mm-hmm. so when it's kind of brought up, it's a great way
it
to have those
you.
Conversations. And also to be like more self-aware.
I mean, how have you seen me grow in this relationship? Gosh, I don't know. There's other additions to the game that I'd rather play. What was that guy, Jay Shetty? So we actually had a good time with his questions. Let's do another one of his questions.
Yes.
Right, remember the last one we asked?
Do we?
Well, what was it?
What would your younger self be happy about right now and sad about right now?
Mm-hmm. Right. So we did that. But we're going to do another one today, a little bit later.
Oh.
That's a fun. Actually, I know what today's is. Here it is. Mark?
Huh?
Yes?
Why do you get to know what it is and we don't?
I'm asking Mark. I don't know what it is. He's going to tell us. Mark?
He's going to say, don't do it right now.
Well, we do have it. If you want me to tell you right now, I will.
Pretty much here at this point where I want to hear it. Yeah. I'm not going to do it yet. I just want to hear it.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think makes a person most attractive? And how attractive are you on that scale?
What do I... it's got a double punch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're not going to play now, but we're going to go around the room and we're going to answer this. What do you think makes a person most attractive? And how attractive are you on that scale?
Okay. Okay,
this is easier to execute on the radio.
I think.
With strangers. Okay.
We're not strangers.
We're not really strangers. That's correct. We're a triplet. Or
thruple?
We're a thruple.
We're not a thruple.
It's a thruple.
But no, look at the
three. But it's a three-person relationship.
Definition of a thruple.
No, I think thruple doesn't need to mean romantic. It means a trifecta relationship.
Yeah, friends.
Yeah, trifecta friendship. What is that? What's three people in a friendship? A triangle.
Thruple. A thruple is where they do.
No, I think
things.
It's got a thruple's an. Oh, yeah.
It is.
Yes.
I didn't know that either.
Mm-hmm.
That was too hard to say anyway. Let's pass.
Yeah.
We're just three people trying to do a show.
We're friends, guys. We're the
name.
Three best
Tanya.
Friends
needs,
that anybody could
a
have.
Name. The We're three the trio.
Best
We're a trio.
Friends that anybody could have.
All right. Is that Peppa Pig? Your morning hack is
no,
next.
It's from The Hangover.
Now, a lot of people, I do too. I don't like to eat stuff past the expiration date. I think it's gonna make me sick. But these are three foods you can eat safely after the expiration date. Bread. 2 weeks if it's stored in the fridge. Now, if you see the little mold, sometimes my mom would cut the mold off and cut around that green. Like, no mother, toss the piece of bread.
All parents still do that.
Peanut butter, 5 to 8 months it lasts after expiration if stored in the fridge. And we've got peanut butter in there from years ago.
What?
I got mustard. I got mustard from the O's. From the 2000s.
Yeah, the mustard, for some reason, always seems to be expired. And I'm just like,
we go through mustard like it's
No, we have paper. Several kinds of mustard. So I've got crusty rim mustard
yeah,
around the top.
I seem to always be tossing our mustard.
I got stone ground. I got like the regular.
So what's the deal with the mustard? How long?
It's telling you I got a lot of mustard.
Oh, it's not even on
no,
this list.
No, they didn't tell me. I got mustard from years ago. Dry pasta. It's good for 2 years after the expiration date.
No
just
way.
Thought you might want to know. Doing a little spring cleaning. Today's quote for Tuesday. Every now and then it's good to stop climbing and appreciate the view from right where you are.
Oh my gosh.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, authorities are searching for answers after a shooter killed 6 people at a private Christian elementary school in Nashville yesterday morning. The suspect, a 28-year-old Nashville woman, was later fatally shot by authorities. A motive remains unknown, but it appears the suspect was a former student. Taylor Swift fans gathered outside a downtown Los Angeles federal courtroom yesterday morning to rally ahead of a hearing on the Ticketmaster debacle involving her Eras Tour. As you know, fans are suing Ticketmaster and its parent company, Live Nation, claiming they violated consumer protection and antitrust laws. And the Dodgers are set to return with a new form of post-game entertainment for fans to enjoy after games on Friday nights at Dodger Stadium. Stadium. Adding to their traditional Friday night fireworks promotion from years past, the Dodgers will host a drone show for the first time, titled Dodger Stadium Friday Night Light Shows. Fans will be able to check it out, the new show, the new drone show, this Friday night after the Dodgers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Joining us live in the studio, Luke Bryan,
yes,
Katy Perry, and Lionel Richie.
What
present and accounted for, sir.
Why are all our mics silver and yours is gold?
Thank you very much, Katy. Oh, thank you for asking very important questions. No.
It's to put you at ease and make you feel comfortable.
Yes. There's some kind of like hierarchy here on your show, but there's equality on our show.
Let's just imagine they're platinum.
No.
Oh, actually, you're right.
You're the platinum. You're the platinum ticket winner.
You're the platinum. Yeah, I like that, Luke.
Let me ask you something. So, Katy, I'll start with you. Was there ever any thought or concern about the chemistry level that you guys would have before you all started working together on this show?
Well, you know what's so funny? The story behind some of it is actually I met Lionel Richie one night at the Sunset Tower late night dinner, and I sat with him, and we just like shared stories, but he was telling like iconic stories, and I was just thinking, oh my God, this guy has such a Rolodex of like stories from all of his time. And so, you know, actually they were like, would you like Lionel Richie to be on the show? They were like, wouldn't that make a good duo? And I was like, yes. But I was nervous about Luke, actually, because
she kept asking me.
I literally was asking Lionel. I was like, what kind of guy is he? Like, is he a nice guy?
You got background check on Luke through Lionel?
Well, they asked me, they said, so who in country would you want? I said, get Luke Bryan. Right now I knew Luke, but Katy didn't.
I didn't know if I could trust
walks
him,
in the
and
door
I still don't know if I can trust him.
And all of a sudden, I said, trust me, as soon as you meet him, you'll know him as the oldest friend you ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out.
Well,
perfect.
You know, when you think about today, you know, we didn't really get, Katy and I didn't get like a hangout. Let's go.
Icebreaker dinner?
Yeah, we didn't have any of that. It was like the first time we met, it was
Showtime.
New York City.
Yeah,
it was
Showtime.
Auditions.
I was like, what is he going to be like?
And then, you know, it just took. And
then we ganged up together and we're like, now we're bringing like whoopee cushions for Lionel.
Oh, no, no. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying. But I remember when I knew the ice was broken, when I heard Katy go, shut up.
And we're family.
And Luke said, oh God, Katy, what's wrong? I mean, what did I do now? I said, they're going to be just fine.
Well, and then there was one time that first season that we were on to filming lives, and Katy literally under her breath looked at me. She goes, drag me across the floor by my left arm right now.
And that's actually like, that's where the bass goes in her voice when she says
yeah,
it.
Right, right, right. I was like, she's like, it'll be a great TV moment. And I was like dragging her and she fell on the floor and, you know.
That's when we knew we were friends for life.
The chemistry was there. The chemistry.
Kind of assault each other, you know, and everybody's cool. It was
just that.
We're talking to the judges here in American Idol, Luke, Lionel, and Katy. And Lionel, you know, as Katy said, you've seen so many legends. You know so many legends. You've told us the stories about them.
Legend.
You are one of them. You're in that class. But you're also shaping current music with this show. So when you are out there looking at the talent that you see, the people that come in, what strikes you after seeing so many over the years?
Well, you know, it's funny because I run into so many people saying, oh, my God, I can't believe you threw that particular person off. She was such or he was such a great singer. And I go, no, we're not looking for singers. Mm-hmm. We're looking for stylists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You follow me? And no one understands that for a minute. I say, no, everybody can sing. That's why karaoke is so hot.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? But what we're looking for is what's going to make you unique. Now that is the difficult part. And every year they come out with, let me think about it, Alejandro. That's a unique fact.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in other words, we didn't see him coming. And so now what people are getting the idea of is we're now trying to find the next real artist and not some great singer.
Has seeing these contestants perform, you see them in auditions, you see them on the live stage. Luke, has it influenced any of your live performances when you go back
show? It makes me go sit at my piano and work on stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, too, you kind of have to, it forces you to keep your finger on the pulse of current
of
music, too,
yeah.
Because these kids are coming in singing their songs. I think anytime you're all up in the middle of something fun and fresh and you got youth coming in front of you. It always energizes you and inspires you to stay current and relevant and be on your toes. So
I mean, you'd be surprised to know. I mean, for example, you think we're teaching them something. No, they're teaching us something, because that's the next level of no fear, and the vocals are just staggering. Let me just tell you.
But it reminds you to be grateful, because there's like, you know, hundreds and thousands of other kids that are just waiting in line for the opportunity that you actually have.
Right. Right. I mean, listen, Katie, we're playing your songs on a regular basis right here, and you think about the contestants that want that same thing in a way, right? I mean, that's what they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you look at the evolution of American Idol, it's changed over the years too, and you guys have navigated that.
Yeah.
What intention did you have maybe in evolving the show with the times of what we see in music?
Well, I think, you know, it's a different thing with us as judges. You've seen all the different judges that have come through the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have been in their shoes. You know, we're working artists. We're on tour. You know, we're coming in from tour when we're actually filming. Yeah,
exactly.
So we know what it feels like to live a day in their shoes. And, you know, we've all come from nothing and created this life of our own.
Right.
So we can empathize, you know, with some of their situations and know what they're talking about and give them real advice, like, and give them shortcuts. I think they respect us as artists. We respect them. Even when we're giving them tough love or like constructive criticism, we're hoping that they win. We want every single kid that comes off of that show to win in their own way. Even if they don't win at the end, we want them to walk away with something that they can apply in real time and takes them forward.
And that's genuine. That's authentic. That's
it's
real.
So what you are.
And you're aligned in that.
We literally care. We literally are invested.
And then the most important part you have to remember is it's not about us.
Mm.
I mean, if you understand, we take their life under our wing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when someone walks in and says, you know, we're supposed to be talking about finding the next artist, the next American Idol. And someone comes in and says, tell me about your family life.
Mm.
And they say, I'm homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Now stop for a minute. You can't go to what song you're going to sing for us.
Mm-hmm.
You have to dive into, let's talk about this homeless situation. Mm-hmm. How are you dealing with that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that real audience, that real time moment is what breaks it down to what's the difference between our show and anything else. Because now we're now talking about real kids in their real lives and what they're going to have to overcome to get to be a superstar.
Yeah, I think what's amazing, too, is a lot of times we're getting this emotional about these kids, like on the fly, like we haven't even seen their, you know, their backstory. So by the time, you know, these kids are just kind of captivating us in the room. Well, then by the time the show can go edit their hometown and their struggles, and then the people at home watch us, you know, be emotional, and then we see these viral moments that start happening, and then we get on our text. I mean, you know, I think the world needs to know that. Ryan, you're on the text chain too. I mean, we get fired up about these wonderful, beautiful moments, because a beautiful moment on American Idol is just beautiful for the show, and it's great for human. I mean, I know it sounds it's great for people.
It's true. I
was in the elevator yesterday, and the show aired Sunday night, and this gentleman, he was probably my dad's age, right? And he kept sort of like looking at me, and I looked up, and he said hello, and I said hello, and he said, can I just say something to you? And I said, sure, my name's Ryan. He introduced himself. He goes, I was crying last night because I was watching these stories of young people in our country on American Idol, and I just wanted to say it moved me. And that's to your point. Like, yes, it's a show. Yes, it's changing lives for those people, but it's also impacting people who are not even a part of it.
Yeah.
But gosh, we need it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's telling the story of what America could be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and it's a heavy morning this morning after some very tragic news that we've been talking about here. So if you need a little escape and you want to feel something, check it out. American Idol, Sunday and Monday, 8, 7 Central. That is on ABC. Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, and Lionel Richie. Good to see you guys.
Hey, let me tell you something. You are our superstar. I'm telling you, man. I don't know how you navigate all that you do, but we are so happy to have you a part of the family.
Can't wait to spend a lot of time in California with you guys.
Yeah.
On Air.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Is dating fun? I think there's two answers there, yes and no, depending on how it's going or what stage you're in. And think about that when I get into this second date update, because Madison has reached out in Long Beach and she has said that they met at a friend's Super Bowl party and they hit it off. Hit it off so much they barely watched the game. They exchanged numbers. What's the easiest way to exchange numbers? I fumble through it sometimes. Not even, I'm talking about like even work. Like, hey, you want to get together for a meeting? Yeah, give me your cell.
I think you text each other.
What's the easiest way? Is it text each other?
One gets the number and then you text right away.
It's me?
Yeah. Hey.
I put it in my notes.
The notes?
Oh, boy.
Why?
I put it in my notes. Because it seems easier. Like, I'm trying to be smooth. I put it in my notes.
But that's so not efficient.
Well, then you can click on it and send to the person. But anyway.
Okay.
All right. So they exchange numbers. They've been texting ever since. But the guy won't ask her out. Let me get more. Madison's actually on the phone here. His name is Jacob. Madison, good morning. Why won't he ask you out? What's up?
I honestly have no idea because we got along so well. We really hit it off. Like, every conversation was, like, flowing. There was no awkward, like, pauses. Like, he seemed really into me. So I honestly am, like, going crazy. I have no idea why.
Well, I'm going to tell you what Sisney's thinking.
I'm thinking, don't chase him.
Mm.
I'm going to tell you then what Tanya's thinking.
Which is?
He probably has a girlfriend.
Oh.
Is that what you're thinking? Is that what you're thinking?
That wasn't what I was thinking.
But yeah, you know what? That kind of is what I'm thinking, Ryan.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because the fact that he's giving you the I'm busy, like, is not a good sign.
It's strange, right? By the way, when was the Super Bowl? February 12th?
Yeah.
So time here. I just feel like maybe there's someone else. What are you thinking, Tanya?
I was thinking good memory on you for remembering that the Super Bowl was February 12th.
Right.
It was a special day. All right, so we're going to see if we can track him down. I mean, not much to go on here, but why is he creating this dialogue with you and then just not asking you out? Okay, so real quick, lean into this. We're in the middle of a second date update disaster. Madison met Jacob at a Super Bowl party, the one that just happened. They hit it off. They don't watch the game. They're into each other. They exchange numbers. They've been talking ever since, but he will not make the move. He won't even ask her out. And she's like wanting him to ask her out. So Madison, I have Jacob on the phone. Let me see if we can find out. Just be really quiet. You're going to listen in on this, okay?
Okay.
Jacob, thanks for holding on. We're calling about a woman named Madison that you know. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
So how did you meet Madison?
Oh, I met her at a Super Bowl party that one of my friends was having. And we just kind of started off by talking about some food or guacamole or whatever, and then just didn't stop talking all night.
And what was it you really talked about the guacamole?
We just talked about how it was like the perfect blend of spices, you know? A lot of people put too much tomato or too much garlic and stuff, but it was just...
I actually perfect. Like dill on my guacamole. Have you had that?
I can't say I have. Sounds
so
good,
if you're in a guacamole, you do a little like fresh herbs on top. You can do some dill.
Okay, this is irrelevant.
Yeah, huh? Move.
No, I'm being serious.
Pass the food,
Jacob. Yeah. Right. The reason we're calling you is Madison. So, when I say that name, what do you think? What do you feel?
Well, she seems pretty cool. Honestly, I'm just kind of feeling it out right now.
And what are you feeling it out for?
Well, you know, I hate to say this, but she said something when we were talking that kind of set off a little bit of a red flag for me, you know?
No, I don't. What happened?
Well, we were talking and she said that she isn't really friends with a lot of girls. She thinks that they're too much drama, so all her friends are dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Those kind of girls, you kind of got to watch out for them, you know?
Totally.
Yeah. So why did that, what struck you about that? What bothered you?
Well, you know, there's the girls like that, you know, it's just awkward. You know, if like you want to be friends with the girl's friends, right? You know, if you're in a relationship, you want to be friends with their friends and get along. But if it's just a bunch of dudes that we're hanging out with and just her, it's like awkward. I don't know who has feelings or who, or if there is a past with one of them.
So you're, are you like already jealous?
Well, I'm not jealous. It's just, you kind of got to be wary of those kind of people. Cause if there's a girl that's like hanging out with a bunch of guys, you're just always around all that like competition and you don't know.
But then why not? Have you been out? Have you asked her out? But have you made a move? Have you asked her out?
Not really. I've just been kind of enjoying her. Seems like cool.
But Jacob, if it's on your mind that some other guy's going to make the move, you should make the move.
Yeah, you're just assuming all of this.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I've had some bad experiences in the past with a girl like this. So.
But bro, do you want to go out with Madison?
I do.
You do want to go out with her?
She seems pretty cool. I think she seems
pretty
cool.
Then ask her out.
You should ask her out.
She wants to go out with you.
And she's on the phone right now, Jacob, so let's go. Madison, are you hearing this?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I honestly can't believe like the things you just said, because like out of all the things that we talked about and we got along with, like this is the thing you're concerned about, and that's a little wild to me.
That's awkward. I guess it's just, I don't know if you just like the attention from guys or I don't know. But, I don't know what it is.
No. I honestly just feel like I click better with guys because I've never really been like one to have a lot of girlfriends. Like they always just seem to be super into like frivolous stuff. And I'm just like, I'm not into that. So I just prefer hanging out with guys. Like, honestly, we just get along better. So it was just, yeah.
I don't know. Usually, in my past experience, it's like if a girl does not have friends with a lot of girls, it's not because they don't want to hang out with her. It's because, like, there's something wrong with you, and you're putting out some bad vibes for them. You know?
That doesn't have to be the case.
Jacob, can you ask her out?
I don't know that Madison wants to go out with him at this point.
Madison, do you want to go out with Jacob?
Honestly, like, at this point, I'm not really sure anymore. I feel like this has, like, been a waste of your time. I'm sorry.
Not a waste of our time if we get to a place where you are clear. So I guess I need to ask both of you, is there a date here or should we just move on?
I would actually be willing to take her out on a date. I think that there's a little bit more that we could explore here.
But Jacob, I think you need to be a little bit more passionate about it and enthusiastic about it. I'm not Madison, but if it were me, I would want that.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. I think I do like this girl, and I'm going
to
take her out on a date.
Just talk to her. Just ask her out.
Let's do this.
Okay, well, no, honestly, guys, like, it's fine. Like, never mind, because... I'm suddenly feeling like this kind of like I'm desperate all of a sudden, and I'm not that person. So honestly, guys, I don't need this guy. And, I think I made him out to be greater than he really is after one night. And
so
that's
now
on me.
You are
so honestly, I'm sorry,
out.
Ryan. Like this was a mistake, but
okay.
I know.
No, don't apologize. All
okay.
right. Well,
good
Madison,
luck.
Thank you for reaching out. Jacob, good luck to you.
You swing, you miss.
Get another bat. It's all good.
I don't know. He may not swing and still miss.
Oh, my gosh.
Because that guy, I don't know. I like
him. He's just so close-minded.
But that's okay. He'll find his fit.
But how about a little bit of excitement in wanting to take someone out to get to know them?
Yeah, I guess all right,
I fell asleep, and I'm sitting here with the microphone.
I know.
Come on, Jacob. And he's like, yeah. But I don't know. I wouldn't want to go out with somebody. It's not like... A little more excited to go out with me.
Yeah, like gas to take me out.
He put her in a box from the get-go. He already had his mind made up as to what type of girl she was.
But those are his insecurities.
The case. I know. And that's not okay.
But I don't think he really wanted to go out again. I think he was, just based on his tempo there, I'm not so sure he really wanted it. That date. All right. Well, that sucked.
That was good.
Okay, that was great.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Well, this is interesting. And I was going to do something else here, but just follow me for a second. Disney, I think you can relate to this.
No, I cannot relate to this because I actually know freeways. Like,
but you don't rely on your GPS?
No.
At all?
Oh, I mean, if I don't know, like...
Or if you wanted to get a back route.
Yeah, if I back...
Like a fast route.
Exactly. If I'm trying to get...
So, for example, all right, so if you wanted to get home... Like to where, Los Al High School, right?
Yes, I can get to...
What would you take?
I would get on the 134 to the 101 to the 5 to then to the 710, get to Long Beach, right. Or the 605 okay. to the 405.
And if you don't follow those numbers, then you don't live here.
Yeah.
So
it all depends on the traffic and the time of day.
Now, let me just bring in our back room here. Mariana, how is it that you get to work every day?
I use my GPS every single day.
Okay, so if you did not have your GPS, would you know how to get here to the studio in Burbank?
I feel like probably not. I'd probably get lost.
So what freeways do you take to get here?
I have no idea.
And how long have you worked here?
For like 7 months already.
And you don't know what freeways? Where are you coming from?
From Riverside.
Yeah, she's got a long drive.
I have a long drive.
So you get in the car and you put on the GPS
and you
Kiss
don't know
FM,
what freeway you're
and
on?
It just takes you?
Yeah, it's like I just put work and it just takes me here.
And you don't hear the voice telling you to take this exit and that exit?
Yeah, but that's why I have her on so I can, you know, like just vibe out and
do you think you take the 57?
That doesn't sound familiar, but maybe I do.
Oh my gosh. Wait, okay. This is about, there is a generation that doesn't know how to get home.
Yeah, they don't we don't GPS. Need to. Didn't Colette's phone die once?
Yeah.
What happened to Colette? Colette, what happened to you?
So this was like back when my boyfriend and I were still long distance. So I was driving from San Diego to LA and right around when I was like in Long Beach area, my phone died. I thought it was charging the whole time. And I just like instantly go into like a panic attack and I'm just like, I don't know where I am. And so I was like looking for all these stores. I was like in the suburbs. I couldn't find a place to buy a phone charger. Eventually I got like a CVS and I went in and I bought a phone charger and I had to wait in my car for a little bit.
Because you would have not known. How many times would you have driven that route before?
At this point, it had only been a few, but I'm going to have to side with Mariana. Even though I've lived in LA for like over a year now,
Where do you come from to get here?
I come from San Gabriel, like Pasadena area. And I can get here if my GPS is like done, but it also like took me like a year in order to.
But Pasadena is a straight shot. That is the 134.
Okay.
Exit Hollywood Boulevard.
Do those three numbers sound familiar? 1, 3, and 4.
Hollywood Way.
The 5 sounds familiar, but you didn't say that one. So now I'm confused and I don't know. Maybe I don't know where I'm going.
Look, I get it. If you learned to drive and you had a GPS, like you kind I can rely on that, but you should know at least, Mariana, you take the 60, okay?
Thanks.
To the 71.
Yeah, I think so.
To surprise the 57.
Yes, you for sure have to take at least the 57 to the 210.
The 210 to the what to get here?
To the 134.
No, I'm not asking you.
Oh, do you see that? All that already confused me.
Just like listening to Ginger in the morning, we're just like, yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. Yeah, we're always so impressed at Ginger because she's so good with all the freeways.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
They're Ginger Jan stands.
Like we definitely are.
The entire back room. Every time she comes on,
I have to say. There's a large population of people that do know the freeways that they're taking this morning, and they do know how to connect them all to get to where they're going to work. So, Tanya, let me ask you, if you had to drive from here, let me think about this.
Well, I've worked here for like almost a decade.
All right, how do you get to the Forum?
From where?
Here.
From here.
Scholar.
Come on, I don't know. I honestly don't.
You don't know 405. The
I know I take the 405, but I don't know what I need to take to get to the 405.
Really?
From here?
No.
Tanya.
You don't know how to get from out this building to the 405?
No. Because to get home, I take the 134 everywhere.
But does the 134?
You would go 134 to the 101 to the 405.
Okay, there. So I can get, once I get to the 405.
You don't know you got to get on the 134 to the 101 to get out of here?
No.
What do you think those are?
I don't know. I put everything in my GPS.
Oh, you're right there with them.
I don't think it's weird. We have our phones for a reason. We have all this stuff in our cars to get us places. Thank you, guys.
What if you had to get from here to Santa Monica?
I know I would take the 405. Or the 10. The 10.
But give me the order.
I don't know.
The 134 to the 101 to the 405 to the 10.
The 101 to the... The 134
you know what the difference
is? Yeah, I just don't know the connector. Like, I know the ones that go to certain places, like the long ones. Like, I know to get to Orange County, I take the 405. And I know to get to Pasadena, I take the 134. But,
Ryan, it's that you and I, when we started driving, we had Thomas Guides.
And that, right, and which was a binder.
It was a binder. Or we had to do MapQuest before you left the house, and you actually had to print out a piece of paper and have your directions like,
well, and also, like,
ready to
I
go.
Take Waze everywhere. So when I go to the forum, I don't take the freeway. I'm taking, I don't even know what streets I'm taking.
Well, I should be grateful you guys make it every day. Thank you all for getting here on a regular basis on time. I didn't realize how grateful we should be.
It's a risk every day, but we're here.
Hey, all right.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
I was talking to Connie Seacrest, my mother, yesterday. It was like in the afternoon around 4:30, 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, I'm about to get ready. What are you doing tonight? Well, I'm going to make your father some garbanzo beans and like bell peppers. I said, oh, all right. Well, why are you telling me? Well, it's easy to eat in front of the TV. We're going to watch the iHeartRadio Music Awards. You know, Ryan, nice. Lenny Kravitz is hosting it. Yes, mother. I know Lenny Kravitz is hosting.
And yeah, did he host? He did such a great job, by the way.
Now, you were there, Sissini. Did you?
I was.
Did you see Taylor in the flesh?
Did I see Taylor? I mean, everybody stopped. Everybody started screaming the minute she walked in the room in her bejeweled jumpsuit, by the way. She really did make the whole place shimmer.
All right, Taylor Swift.
I think that was her purpose. Right,
she
that.
Won for Song of the Year for Antihero, and here she is.
You know, we're kind of like fed the messaging that it, in order for it to be a hit song, it has to be like really like, I don't know, simple. It has to be stuck in everybody's head, and you have to just not have lines in it like, did you hear my covert narcissism, my disguise as altruism, like some kind of congressman. So I like, had fully prepped him, like, it's not going to work at radio. This is not why we're doing this. So I would like to thank iHeart and Radio Everywhere and fans everywhere for proving that wrong.
I feel like she's even at another level of fame, success, and appeal than ever. Yeah. Right? I mean, I saw her at the Rose Bowl how many years ago?
Oh, was that like, was for the Reputation Tour. That was 2018.
I took my family to see her at the Rose Bowl, my parents. And I thought, oh, it probably doesn't get bigger and better. I mean, this is it. This is like, she's going to run this for her life.
But it does get bigger and better.
And it does, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. And that's the thing. She stayed true to herself since day one. And she's one of the only artists, I think, in our time that has continued to write music for herself. I think when some new artists come out, they have other writers for them and they write other people's or they sing other people's music, but Taylor has sung her own songs.
I mean, it feels like if
a child
we were trying to make it and be an artist, right? And be a singer. And they were like, we're going to throw you some help. I'd be like, I'll take some help.
Exactly. Which most young artists
do. The easy way to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. But not Taylor.
No. So she won the Innovator Award as well.
You have to give yourself permission to fail. I try as hard as I can not to fail because it's embarrassing, but I do give myself permission to, and you should too. So go easy on yourselves and just make the right choices that feel right for you. And someday someone might think that you've been innovative. Thank you so much for this.
No, it's great. The wisdom is fantastic.
She's
I have to tell
so
you
good.
Though, Mike, I don't give myself much permission to fail, and I certainly wouldn't consider it in my 20s and in my early 30s.
I know.
Which is not healthy, but I wouldn't even, I mean, I would beat myself up over anything to the point where I couldn't even sit at dinner if my folks were in town.
Yeah, you know? But that was her whole point to that speech. She was just like, I'm being celebrated all the time for all of my successes and all the things that I do great, but what you guys don't see are all the thousands of times that I have failed. And that's where she's saying, like, give yourself permission to fail because that's where you learn.
Do you know who is, like, an icon, literally won the Icon Award last night? And when we were on the red carpet.
Pink.
Yes. And she stayed and talked to us. I honestly felt like 10 minutes.
What was she saying?
Well, she was talking just about how like she stayed true to herself and how to be confident in your own skin and how it's hard for, you know, new artists coming in and how she always stayed true to who she was. And then she was just talking about how excited she was for the performance because she was getting a lot of women together. And so that was kind of cool to like see the performance.
Epic. She did like trust falls and everything.
Is Pink winner of the Icon Award last night, our iHeartRadio Music Awards.
You have watched me do this, this sifting through life's messiness for almost 25 years.
Wow.
And some of you find what I do annoying, and some of you find it brave, and I just find it necessary. I think as human beings, we are vulnerable from the time we are born until the time we die, and most of us spend our entire lives running from that. Vulnerability means the ability to be wounded. I have decided to make vulnerability my life's work.
I feel like this is all therapy, these speeches. These are things that therapists might say to us.
Music is therapy.
I felt like interviews were very therapeutic on the carpet yesterday. Like everybody, we were really talking about like soul-searchy things. It was very interesting.
I also have always looked at Pink in an admiration of not giving an F about stuff. Mm-hmm. Right? Like she said, it may annoy people. She doesn't give an F.
No.
She doesn't care.
And she kicked off the show with a bang. I mean, her performance, you know, she always does really cool, elaborate performances. She had crazy trampolines. She did a trust fall from probably like 10 feet up in the air. Imagine going backwards, like into the audience kind of, and then she just like trusting your dancers to catch you.
This was a test for her tour. She basically said iHeart gave her the reins to kind of like test this situation to see how it would work. Yeah, which is really cool.
On Air.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Let me grab this call for a second here. Jessica's on the phone. It is a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Jessica. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing well. So your husband's ex has pictures of him on her Instagram?
Yes, she does. She came up under like people you may know. So naturally, I just scroll through it. And I mean, it's way back. My husband and I have been together for like 10 years. But I don't know. I just still think it's like kind of weird, and I don't know if I should bring it up to him or not, or just like let it go. Oh,
why does she still have pictures of him? What are the pictures of?
That's a good question. The only thing is, too, is they still do talk occasionally. She's really good friends with my sister-in-law. So I don't know. I just find it to be so odd. Like, I don't know if I should say to him or bring it up to my sister-in-law and be like, do you think it's weird or am I making too big of a deal of it?
But Sisney, you have a look on your face. So let's hear. What are you thinking?
It's so complicated because she's friends with the sister-in-law. So that is like another layer that already makes me kind of feel uncomfortable. I would just drop it. I wouldn't bring it up. Look, you're married and you said you've been together for 10 years. I would not have this even be an issue. Your husband loves you. You love him. You guys are happily married. Don't even give this any more time than it needs.
Okay. That's a good perspective.
That's
I think
approach.
I'm winding myself up too much.
I think so.
Well, and also like think about what you would do. You'd be asking him to ask her to take down the photos, and it's just like play that out in your head. It's so
You're asking them to interact. Yeah.
It seems petty, and it seems like Sisney said, don't waste your time and energy and any emotion on it. And just move on. You are in a good, seemingly good place with
your
husband.
If anything, it makes her look desperate.
Yeah, and like can't let go.
Right. Yeah. She's the one that has him on her Instagram. You know, it's not your husband that has him on his.
Yeah, that is really true. You guys gave me a really good perspective on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica.
Bye.
Bye. Good advice.
You know, but I know that it still stings.
When we get these advice calls, I get a little exhausted by the end because I throw myself into the situation and kind of live it.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You know, like I have.
You get mad.
You get mad. Your emotion. Like I don't know. I can suspend disbelief and all of a sudden I'm in it. I'm living it. And then I feel exhausted after it.
I know what you mean.
On Air.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
We really have the greatest job in the world. 102.7 Kiss FM. Here at Kiss. where we do what we do. We started this morning at 6. It's now 9. And I kind of just said I don't really want to do this, but I don't want to say that because just because it might be a tough question that we're all going to ask each other. We shouldn't shy away from it. Why? Because we have the greatest job in the world. So what if it's a tough question? So we had this guy on, Jay Shetty. Now, Jay is a what? He's a relationship
life
expert,
coach,
life
guru.
Coach.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he comes on, and I have to tell you, you told me about him. I saw his books. He was a monk. He's now not. I was impressed, and I really liked what he had to say.
Mm-hmm.
So we started with some questions from him. He said, if you know, this is stuff from his life coaching. He says, if your younger self met you now, what would make them happy? What would make them sad about you today? And we answered that. And it was a little, we did some work.
Yeah. Got emotional.
We did some work to get to those answers.
I had a lot of people texting me after that aired being like, are you okay? I was like,
I was fine.
Yeah, you were fine, but I like broke down.
Oh,
yeah.
You are okay. I didn't know when you said you met us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're fine.
Fine.
I mean, I don't know if you were fine. But you seem fine.
Right.
Next break, you were back.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to have a good cry.
Yeah.
And it's fine to do it here. Why? Mm-hmm. Because we're three people working on a radio show. All right. So here's the question. And this comes at random. I think Mark picked this question from one of his self-help relationship life coaching books or lessons. What do you think makes a person most attractive? And how attractive are you on that scale? Sissany, we'll start with you. See how fun it is? These are tough.
Right. I think, well, there's a more, does that have to be one thing?
Yeah, one thing.
Mm. No, there are no rules.
Okay. I think what makes someone most attractive is confidence.
Ooh, I didn't think of that.
You know, yeah, someone that kind of takes charge and is essentially a leader. That to me is very attractive in humor. So I know those are two different things, but for me,
confidence
that's...
and humor. And where are you on the scale of confidence and humor? It wants to know.
I think it. Yes.
Whatever. Next question machine.
I think for me, those are high on the list. I think that's kind of. I think I naturally have confidence, especially in a relationship.
And I'd consider you a leader.
Okay.
Let's get to Tanya. Tanya, what do you think makes a person most attractive?
Okay, so I'm going to go off Sisney's confidence because mine also is a C word. So I think it's kind of cute. Character.
Good one. You guys are better at this game than I.
Character to me is above the rest, the most important thing. And I feel like you can really tell a person's character on a first date by the way they interact with the wait staff or people in the bar or how they talk about the people in their lives. I feel like you can really tell somebody's character.
Mm-hmm. And what are you? How attractive are you on that scale?
I think I have a very strong character. I think I'm a very loyal, trustworthy person. And
hello.
Hi. Hold on one sec. Go ahead.
Oh. So I would say I'm high up. I'm still a work in progress, but I think I have a really strong character.
All right. Good. Like it. Very good answers. I'm just talking with Sissany and Tanya. I'll explain later. But what do you think my most attractive quality is?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Well, what's the answer?
Quicker.
I love the fact that you are goofy. Have fun with anything, even if it's something like something serious you're doing, you like to just make it full of life.
Meeps.
Yeah.
All right. And how attractive am I at that?
No, is she? Now is
10, baby.
All right.
A 10.
All right. I'll explain by later. So I was going to say, I'm attracted to smiles. Like, smiles to me are, like, they say the eyes are the windows to the soul. Mm-hmm. The smile to me is like the window to all the things you said, confidence and character.
Mm-hmm.
And with that smile comes all those things, like an abundance of traits and qualities, right?
So then on that scale, do you have a good smile?
What would you give it a number?
Good 9. That's a good smile.
All right. A 9.
Proud of Tubbs. I thought he'd throw me in the bus.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually, your smile.
You know, I enjoyed your uni video.
Oh.
I thought you had a good smile in that video.
Right? I wanted to try it.
You should try uni. It's really good. It's sea urchin, and they've got them right out of
Santa
Barbara.
I know, but I think the key to your operation was the bread.
that you put it on?
All brioche. Of it. With the egg. I was like, and I've never tried it like that. So
Check out my Instagram feed if you want more detail.
It was very good. And the fact that you went down onto the streets and had random people try it. I was like, wow, he's really going
in. He's going for it. He's trying to get the traction. Then my secret ingredient was the lime zest.
I was like,
yeah.
Did you guys see that back room on my Instagram feed, my big post?
Yeah, I sure did.
Big day.
Big day.
Did you comment?
I liked it.
I liked it.
Yeah, too. I gave you a clap comment.
Wait, you liked it. What did you say, though?
Just put a heart. Just
oh, they
tap.
Liked yep. it. Like they
yeah, like double tap.
Oh, tap. They liked it. Like, I liked it, too, but what did you say?
I did notice something in one of your photos on Instagram.
Go on.
Maybe I'll save it for later. I feel like Mark's getting stressed.
Mark's getting stressed. This break is going too long.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then let's take a break.
It's a physical feature of yours.
Last night, big show, our iHeartRadio Music Awards with Lenny Kravitz as host. Taylor, as you heard, won Pink, big winner for the Icon Award. And Latin Pop Song of the Year, Mommy, Becky G and Carol G. Here's what Becky G had to say.
As Nicole said, two G's, two mommies, one hit song. I think it really just demonstrates that juntas somos más. When we come together as women in this industry, we are capable of not just making hit songs, but making history and setting an example. That when we come together, we are powerhouses. We are able to see each other differently and share in the light.
And not to get into like the chismet of what was kind of going on in Becky's world yesterday, but there was like a lot happening in her world. There was rumors going around that her fiance had cheated on her, and he came out with like a statement earlier that day. So like the fact that she showed up.
Day of the red carpet?
Like the day of the red carpet. Oh. Like, so the fact that like she showed up yesterday at our iHeart Awards and like crushed it. Like,
what statement did he put out?
He put out a statement that he was unfaithful, allegedly. Yeah, it was like a long statement.
So that's what people were talking about when she was arriving?
Kind of. And so, I mean, she didn't have her ring on, but like sometimes when you go to award shows, you don't necessarily wear your wedding ring or your engagement rings as you have other jewelry on and stuff like that. But she just proved that you just persevere and you just handle business sometimes when you have to put your personal life.
I know you've gone through significantly difficult moments in your life, Sisney. Have you ever had to do the show here after a breakup? You haven't, have you?
Not a breakup, but I actually had to do the iHeartRadio Music Awards after a miscarriage. And it was you just do it. Like, you put your personal life aside and you just.
And how did you feel after?
I think you're just kind of numb during the process because it's work. Like, you know, you just. To me,
a lot of adrenaline rushes through you.
Yeah, your adrenaline takes over, and you're almost like I was probably in denial, to be quite honest. And then you get through it, and then you feel pain afterwards. So I hope she's doing okay, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, that was a big moment last night. Becky G and the Latin Pop Song of the Year, Becky and Carol G with that. Tanya, what's your new word after the red carpet?
Okay, so when we were interviewing Papa Roach, they won an award. We presented them with this award, and they've been a band for 30 years. And yeah, so I was like talking to them about what does it take to be in a relationship with your bandmates for 30 years? How did you guys stay together for 30 years? And he said this word that really stuck with me. It was stick-to-itiveness. And I've never heard it before, and I had to like Google it when I got home.
Is that persistence?
Yeah, it's basically just like you stick to it. Even when times are hard, you stick to it. And I don't know why it felt really philosophical in that moment about just like every relationship in your life. You know, like we're in this generation where everybody just flees. Like if it's not working out, you leave. If it's not going great, you leave, you bounce, you find something bigger, better. And that word stick-to-itiveness just really stuck with me. And I really, really liked it. So it might be my word for next year.
Papa Roach won for best rock artist. Stick-to-itiveness, which is a made-up word, right?
Stick-to-itiveness.
Yeah.
Stick-to-itiveness. Yeah.
I don't know that I could say it fast.
Stick-to-itiveness.
Oh, yeah, stick-to-itiveness? It's hard. Like, I can get my tongue into the roof of my mouth many times that fast.
It's definitely in the running for 2024 word of the year.
All right, iHeartRadio Music Awards. If you missed all of that, you got to check it out on Hulu. Where can you stream it, Tubbs?
Oh, I don't have a mic.
You don't have a mic. Yeah, here, run over here and use that one and tell me where I can stream it. Oh, boy, the buildup.
iHeartRadio.com.
I got to tell you, if you listen to this show, it never disappoints. Does it?
I don't think so.
Never.
Tubbs, he just said it.
Tubbs, it's
Hulu.
He
literally said you can stream it on Hulu. Where can you stream it, Tubbs?
Hulu. It's all right. He's busy. It's working. And it doesn't have a microphone because we had a... Didn't we give them earlier to Katie, Luke, and Lionel? Yeah.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
That's going to wrap it up for us today. Tomorrow, we are back with nonstop hits, nonstop paying your bills, and your morning hack. All happening tomorrow. Sydney's got you till 11. Bye, guys. Take care.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.